Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
When did this song come out?
This is the this is Speaker Box album.
I know, it's the same
2003
album.
Or 4.
Why am I having wrong timelines for my Outkast songs?
Never really accent out.
It's because I just always feel, oh, it was broken a story. No, you did not. What am I supposed to say, Dylan? Remind me again. Thank you. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
I just think everyone needs to remember when you're deciding if you're going to join the nation or not, or TIFF's
I don't
army,
have anything. Which I'm okay with that.
That's a slap in the face of the people that have had your back, Tiff. There's a couple of establishing members.
You said a couple.
One of them knows.
A couple of establishing members.
One of them knows essentially nothing about Atlanta, the greatest rap group to ever come out of Atlanta. And one of them knows quite a bit.
When you are forever young, you don't live in time. You don't live in reality.
So you're going to defend your Outkast fandom.
You don't live in reality.
By quoting a Rod Stewart song, Forever Young.
No, you are forever young. Dates don't matter. Maybe I felt that Outkast song coming when I was in middle school.
There's a date this week, and it's going to matter a lot to you. And there's going to be a number attached to it as well.
Aren't there numbers attached to every date?
Well, I'm talking about your age.
Whatever.
Whoa. Here we go.
Whatever. All right. It's time for the wake-up call. Call us at 404-726-0929 and tell us who you think needs a...
Lordy, Tiff's going to be 40.
Wake-up call. I'm so glad I get to spend part of it with you.
Tiff, I think I told you this last year. I don't remember. But did I tell you that you and my mom actually have the same birthday?
No.
Yeah.
Well, she's special.
You probably did, but she didn't remember it because she doesn't seem to remember things.
And also, Dylan and this show have the same birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
That's right.
All right.
And St. Patty's Day.
Let's go to the lines. We got Will and Mike's Mafia. Good morning, Will.
The freaking horns, Dylan. Oh, well.
What's up, guys?
Hey. What's up, Will?
Hey, long time no talk, Will. Welcome back into the fray, my friend.
And agree with Tiff on the Waffle House answer, how you get some of the best excitement in the world there.
Thank you.
At all hours.
That was the deciding factor.
So my Waffle House story, and I'll be quick. Me and a group of like 8 people went after a New Year's Eve party. It was like 1 a.m. We're all dressed up in suits. They were hammered. They're Bama fans. They're yelling Roll Tide, you know. So that's a plug for Mike there.
I thought you were going to say that's par for the course.
No. So they were yelling Roll Tide, and these two guys didn't like it, and they stood up. Mind you, I'm a little guy. I'm 6'6", 275, right?
Same.
And this one little guy, probably 5'7", 180, gets in my face, swings at me. I duck, put him in a full Nelson, and carry him out the front door.
Lock that man up.
Nice so, call, yeah, that's Will. Definitely you get some entertainment. And then I sat back down and went back to eating my food.
Yeah, quick like a cat, my friend. You know? Quick like a cat. That'll be nice work.
Back to the lines we go. We got Chris in College Park. Good morning, Chris.
Don't sound that alarm. Squid Nation is in the building.
that means we're sounding the fire alarm trying to get you guys out of here.
That's right.
What's up, fearless leader?
Sir, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, here we go.
Doing fantastic. All-American.
How you doing, buddy? Good to hear from you.
And Mademoiselle Leadfoot, I come in peace.
Okay. All right. All right, Mademoiselle. I'll be in France next year, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, all right.
<Just kidding.
laughs> I'll get right to it. Two things. First of all, congratulations to the fearless leader on what's coming in 9 months, the first kid squid.
Thank you, sir.
Want to give you some credit. And also to Mrs. Squid Billy, man. Happy for you, brother. That's good stuff.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
The squid baby is what we're going with. Squid baby.
Yeah, yeah. And then, secondly, to the Atlanta Hawks, right quick, listen to the game on the flagship station, 92.9, the game, and was impressed with Risha Shea going for that 18. And just want to know, is this our Ant-Man? Is this our Tyrese Maxey? Is this going to be the young guy who infuses some new energy and blood into our Atlanta Hawks? Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
That's right. That's right. Love it.
I was a nobody before I joined the nation.
You got to get that hawk sounder rolling, man. It's almost that time.
Yeah. Back to the lines we go. Good morning, Chief. What's happening?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
What up,
yes,
Chief?
What's up, Chief? Right on time. Right on time. First, I agree with my father, my favorite tribal chief when it comes to the Waffle House thing. I think the order's got to be better than the talent. Some of the talent that come in here. But,
that's right.
But Tiffany?
Yes.
Yesterday, these guys gave impressions. All of them gave impressions of Rick Ross and make my tribal chief. He did he did Birdman.
It was only Dylan. It wasn't everybody. It was Dylan and Day Day.
No. Mike did it too.
I cannot confirm. No.
Yeah, and my tribal chief did the Birdman.
I'm going to go ahead and disappoint you.
So. No. You.
Stop.
You. Okay, wait a minute. She caught me off guard. No. Okay, but who? What impersonation could you do, Tiffany, to knock it out the water? If you get a good impression, if you give us a good impression. I'm going to give you a win today. You would get the win today.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chief. You're a member of Squid Nation, but you don't. I know you guys like to think you control things, and but you don't sit behind the glass where Dylan is.
I won.
I will hang my hat on that.
Do you do impressions?
Not really.
No.
I'll maybe mimic friends to make fun of them.
Yeah, I was going to say mimicking is more of my thing.
It's about.
Not impressions.
That's where I draw the line. Sorry, that really fell flat, Chief. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I told you I was going to disappoint you, and I'm glad I could live up to that expectation.
Oh, you know what, though? You did do an Oprah impression one time, which was very solid. Wasn't that Oprah on the commercial? The commercial you did for...
Instagram, that wasn't even Oprah. That was just me.
That was just you. You said something about the Oprah hair or something, and I was like, oh, man. Yeah, but that was very classic.
I'll have to pull that back up. I don't know. We're going back to the lines. We got Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Larry!
Good morning, family. Hi, everybody. First of all, I got four quick, real quick things. First of all, Bo and you and your wife, I think her name is Amy.
Yes.
But we got just, congratulations to you on, changing your life forever. You're never going to be the same, I promise you.
I appreciate that, Larry. Thank you.
Tomorrow is October the 10th, and last year we all screwed up and didn't say happy birthday to Tiffany, and we messed that up.
Yeah.
But today, and then I heard a rumor that you're not going to, have wake-up call tomorrow. So I'm protesting with the people, reclaim our time. But anyway, happy birthday, Miss Tiffany.
Thank you. Early birthday.
Yes, tomorrow. And then I'm glad you guys played Big Boy and Way You Move, because I was screaming that in the truck as I went down the road.
That a boy.
What's up with Way You Move? So that's what we got, and I hope everybody's doing good. Bo, when I see you on the golf course, I'm going to buy you something extra that you'll always have something to go to when things change, quote-unquote change.
Right? Appreciate you, Larry. Thanks, man.
Nice call, Larry. Hey, buy him something. We'll put a little hair on his chest. You know what I mean? Maybe on his cheeks, too, because it's patchy. So we'll see.
That was the wake-up call. Up next, we've got CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ. Pete Prisco. He's even more fiery than Bo is joining the show. And we will be right back with the latest on the NFL from Pete on the Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on the morning shift, and we are headed straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ, Pete Prisco, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. A lot of news going around the NFL with the biggest story with Robert Saleh being let go by the New York Jets. What do you make of owner Woody Johnson's decision to fire him during the season?
Don't you mean owner Aaron Rodgers' decision? In that relationship?
I mean, I was going to let you say it, Pete, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's the owner, he's the general manager, he's the offensive coordinator. There's not a job he doesn't have. And like I said on a video I put on Twitter, I said if Joe Douglas is smart, he'll trade for Devontae Adams or he's going to get him next. I mean, it's ridiculous. And if you're going to do it, why didn't you do it before the season, A? And B, if you look at their numbers, they're second in the league in total defense, and they're 25th in total offense. You think there's a problem with the defense? No. The problem is the offense, and the problem with the offense is Aaron Rodgers brought his buddy in, Nathaniel Hackett. And how does he run the offense? The way Rodgers wants it to be run, which is no pre-snap motion or little pre-snap motion. Line up guys, two on one side, one on the other, and he's always liked it that way. The problem with that offense today is everybody has so many different looks on defense, including post-snap, and they know what you're doing, they can identify it, and if you don't have great players, it's not going to work. So if anybody wants to blame anybody in this entire mess, they should blame Aaron Rodgers.
Boom. Pete, let's go to another team inside of that division with a little turnover going on. It seems like Jacoby Brissett will be benched in favor of Drake May up in New England. I honestly thought that we would not see Drake May until a year from now. It just did not seem like from everybody we've talked to that he's kind of coming along. What do you make of that decision? What do you think the immediate future is for Drake May in that offense?
I'm a big believer you get on it and play the kid. And everybody will say, well, what about his psyche? And I always say, if you ruin a kid's quarterback psyche by him going through some trials and tribulations, then you drafted the wrong guy. And I'll go back to Peyton Manning's rookie year. It wasn't very good, but he learned. And any quarterback you've ever talked to in this league, and you ask him, do you learn more standing on the sideline watching, or do you learn more in a game, good or bad? And they say they learn 10 times more playing quarterback during a game. And so I think you have to look at it from that standpoint. Is that a good football team? No. Is it a good offensive line? No. But it's going to make him do things that's uncomfortable, and that makes quarterbacks better. I don't believe that. And everybody always goes, well, look at David Carr. When he was with the Texans, he got hit. He was never the same. There are stories that David Carr wasn't the guy that was always the first one in and the last one out either. Maybe that impacted the fact that he never became a good quarterback. So I don't believe it. I think you play him. I would have started him right away. And I think he's going to be fine. He has the right temperament to play the position.
Pete, how did Deshaun Watson go from MVP candidate to whatever the hell he is in Cleveland right now?
Well, let's start with the fact that he was kind of overrated a little bit with the Texans. If you go back and look at his numbers through the years, he had that one year where he put up some gaudy numbers. A lot of that came, you know, with a bad – that was a bad, relatively bad team for them. So he got a lot of garbage stats. He wasn't great in that year. But he was a good quarterback, and now he's become an awful quarterback. They paid him great quarterback money when he was a good quarterback, and now he's turned into something I have no idea what I'm seeing when I watch his tape. And granted, they have offensive line issues, and their line's really bad, but the line was bad last year. They had offensive line issues, and Joe Flacco had success playing back there. It just doesn't work. As soon as he takes a snap, he's moving. He doesn't ever stand there. Whether he's climbing the pocket or leaving the pocket or whatever, he just looks so uncomfortable and at times looks disinterested. And to me, I think that might have something to do with the fact that everything he's been through, maybe his mind isn't as focused into the game as it once was. But the reality is, that's not the same quarterback. And I guarantee you that him playing and being signed there is something that was mandated from above. I don't think Kevin Stefanski wants to play him. I think he's being forced to play him.
We have senior NFL columnist Pete Prisco for CBS Sports here joining us on the line. Pete, so a lot happening now in Pittsburgh. So Russell Wilson cleared to practice. Is this still – I guess they haven't named really who is the quarterback for this team. Who do you think it will be? Is Justin Fields going to keep this position for now?
I think he gets one more week. And if he doesn't play well this week, then I think, yeah, you're probably going to see a change and go back to Russell Wilson. And for anybody to sit there and say it's been Justin Fields' problem, I don't think it is. All you got to look at the tape and watch George Pickens jog in routes. I mean, and there's a problem there. They pulled him out. He didn't play every play last week. That's a concern because he's the number one wide receiver. So there are things at play, but I don't know if Russell Wilson's the answer either. He was, you know, the last couple of years in Denver, he wasn't very good. And so I think they stick with Fields maybe for one more week, see how that plays out. And if it isn't very good, then I think they might make a change. Because, look, their offense isn't good, but it hasn't been awful either. You know, they do need to amp up the passing game a little bit, so I get it. But the weapons aren't great either.
Pete, let's pivot a little bit to the team we cover that's enjoying a little bit of spotlight here in the last few days, the Atlanta Falcons. They got a big matchup this weekend with the Carolina Panthers. And I'll be honest, I don't know what Carolina is. It seemed like, you know, a lot of people said it wasn't a Bryce Young problem, and then it seemed an awful lot like it was a Bryce Young problem when Andy Dalton comes in, and now this last week they fall flat again. What's the immediate future look like for Bryce Young, this offense, Dave Canales, and really this entire franchise as they move forward?
Well, it was a Bryce Young problem because they've actually moved the ball a little bit better with Andy Dalton. I just think they're limited on what they have on the outside. I know they went and got guys, but they don't have a number one wide receiver. But Bryce Young was really bad. I mean, he was, you know, people talk about leaving clean pockets. They barely were pressured when he was in there, and he was still leaving them. So I don't know what his future is. I think his future might be with somebody else. He's going to have to go resurrect his career somewhere else. I don't think they're going to go back to him. Once you bench the number one overall pick, it's hard to go back to that guy. So I think it's Andy Dalton's team. They're not very good. Defensively, they lost their best player. And so they're in a lot of shootouts, and it's hard to keep up when you can't stop anybody. So that's not a good team. Look, the way Atlanta played on offense last week, I would be shocked if they don't go up there and put a number on them.
I'm glad you said that, Pete, because I know you get to watch a lot of film. I watch a lot of your stuff. What have you thought of this offense so far and what Zach Robinson is doing with Kirk Cousins and some of the weapons he has here in Atlanta?
I love what Zach Robinson's done. I mean, he's made it easy. And Kirk Cousins, you know, the week before that drive, they got a pass interference penalty, the game-winning drive. So I kind of take that and kick it to the curb because when you get a long pass interference penalty, that's really not you making the play. But he made the plays against Tampa. Now, Tampa's beat up, and Tampa had, you know, they're dead, no Winfield in the secondary, and they're beat up back there. But give that offense credit. I think Zach Robinson has done a great job scheming guys open, and Kirk Cousins has done a great job standing in there making the throws. And they're with all those weapons they have, and they do have a lot of weapons, they can get creative, and I think Zach Robinson has taken advantage of that. I think he's been one of the best offensive coaches so far in the league, and I think it's going to continue to get better as he gets more comfortable with the guys on that roster.
All right, let's go to the other side then, Pete, with Jimmy Lakin and Raheem Morris in this defense. Lots being made about the lack of sacks. However, this team has done a good job of bending but not breaking. What do you make of what they're doing over there? Because they're letting guys go down the field, but they're seeming to stop them once they get inside the red area.
Yeah, but you got to get that pass rush going. I mean, let's be real. This is a league where if you don't rush the passer, you're going to have problems down the road. And ultimately, you know, when you get into the red zone, the field, you know, shrinks, and so they play good down there. But if you don't sack the quarterback consistently, that's going to be a problem. So they do have to get that going. But as far as, you know, playing good defense in the red zone, that's important too. But I think if they don't get the sacks going, that's going to show up, and that's going to be one of those deals where Kirk Cousins is going to have to throw for 500 every game because they have to be better on defense.
Yeah, Pete, I want to talk a little bit about you know, the performance of Kirk last week. And look, man, I think all the credit, especially in this studio, we're going to give it to the Atlanta Falcons. But I do look at the Saints and I do look at the Bucs, who the Falcons have played the last couple of weeks. A ton of injuries, man, really, for both those teams. Derek Carr going down. You talk about some of the injuries they've had defensively for Tampa. You know, is it just simply a factor in this division of seeing who can stay healthy down this stretch run and can possibly pull ahead? Because both those teams just seem to be dealing with a ton right now as far as the injury report.
You know, it's interesting. You know, it's not just those teams. It's around the league. You know, we're in week five. It's going into week six, and it's already become a survival test. And I have my theories on it. I think there's a couple of reasons why we're seeing all these injuries. And one being, they don't hit in camp. And people will say, well, that's crazy. Well, the offensive line play in the NFL as a whole is terrible. And I think that's led to some of the injuries because guys are getting hit. Guys are, you know, you don't train. The offensive lines have to train. They have to be able to work in tandem and come off their doubles and time it out. And when you do it against bags in practice and you're not hitting anybody, I think that becomes a problem. That's one of the factors. The other factor is year-round training. You know, these guys, and kudos to them for wanting to do it, and I get it. But when you come off the season and you take maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks off, and then you get right back into those high-intensity training sessions with all those, you know, trainers around the country, then you go back to your facility and you know, it's time to go to the off-season workout, and you go into their training, and then you have mini camp, and then you have, you know, OTAs, and then mini camp, and then, you know, then next thing you know, you break for a month, and when they break for a month, they might take a week off, and then they're right back to their high-intensity training before camp and get to camp. And all we've seen all these soft tissue injuries and pulls and everything else. And I think the combination of the two has led to all these injuries. And it's really become a survival test in the NFL. The game is less violent than it used to be, you know, 20 years ago. But somehow we're seeing more and more injuries. And that has to be a concern for the NFL.
Pete, Falcons, Panthers, I know we've kind of touched on the Falcons already. They're playing them this Sunday. Andy Dalton is the starting quarterback, but we saw Bryce Young go into the game last week. What's kind of the state of the team then, and the team now, excuse me, Pete, and do you think we'll see Bryce Young again at some point this season?
You know what, Tiffany, I think when you go away from a guy who's the first overall pick, it's hard to go back to him. And you saw the team kind of respond that first day with Andy Dalton being in there, and you saw the receivers respond, you know, and so I think it would be hard to go back to him. Now, I'm not saying if Andy Dalton doesn't go completely in the tank that they won't go back to him, but I just think as long as Andy Dalton's playing decent football, I think he stays in there. But again, Bryce Young coming in and mop-up duty, that doesn't give you any good read on him. I think that's part of the problem. You know, sometimes guys come in off the bench in mop-up duty, and teams are playing defense differently. The game is over. The game is decided. And maybe a guy goes in there and throws a touchdown pass, and all the fans go, let's get him back in there. Look what he did. When the reality is the other side really wasn't doing much. And so I think you have to be careful with that. I personally think he should be traded to somebody and let him see and resurrect his career maybe somewhere else, not unlike some of these other guys. Maybe Miami. I mean, if you're the Dolphins and the Tua can't come back, maybe you go make a move to go get him, because I think his time in Carolina is over.
Yeah, I would not disagree with that at all. Pete, great insight from you this morning. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, you got it. Take care, guys.
Thanks,
Pete. Thanks, you too. That was senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ, Pete Briscoe, joining us here on The Morning Shift.
And he was not eating breakfast.
On X.
He was focused.
CBS, unlike some other guests that you guys are calling out. Well, I have to send Pete a message and thank him for not eating.
I'm sure Pete won't drop a game-changing article either right after he gets off with us without mentioning it either.
If I see him, I've got a great picture of Pete in my phone from the AFC Championship with the Chiefs and Titans.
Pete.
And it embodies what we know about Pete.
Yes. Let me tell you something. He's awesome. He is not short of confidence. He is absolutely so confident in everything he believes.
It's not an arrogance.
Kind of reminds me of, you know, me.
I want to puke now.
We have some steak tips coming up next year on the Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back. Rolling along here on the Morning Shift.
How about Pete Prisco, man? He was just dropping it, Tiff.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I was on pins and needles when he started talking about O-linemen and, you know, O-line play.
I was like, whoa.
I mean, you don't like Pete, so it's okay.
But he rounded it into form.
You're not a Pete fan. I am.
I'm a Pete fan. I'm a fan. I can't talk.
I don't think they do it anymore, but you know, last year, Pete would be on with Brady Quinn, and you want to talk about two personalities that were complete opposites.
Two guys that have never been wrong in the same room.
Yeah, in their own minds.
Yeah, that's, you know,
they looked like they would be ready to, you know, do a celebrity boxing match at any point right there in the middle of the studio. So it was always made for good fodder. But
strong opinions do that.
Yeah, he was good, man. I loved, you know, his take on Drake May saying, look, man, when you got a rookie quarterback, you put him in there and let him develop. I don't necessarily, I think it's situational, right? I don't think it's just a blanket statement, but we're about to find out about New England and everything that's going on there. It's just crazy.
His stuck on Zach Robinson. They loved what Zach Robinson's doing in the passing game. How he's working the guys open with what some of the routes he's got them running and schemes that he's doing. I think it's interesting. I noticed that he did bring up that the Bucs were, you know, banged up, but you know, we've seen the Falcons in years past play guys when their team's banged up and still done nothing.
That's true.
To take advantage of it.
That's very true.
So I thought that that was a compliment. With a qualifier, but the qualifier was in no way trying to take away from what they did. It was just trying to say, look, and that's a credit to them. So I thought it was interesting, some of the things he said. You know, I think he's not wrong about Aaron Rodgers.
He's not wrong.
He's not
AKA he's right.
Well, I said it first. I said it earlier. No. Anyways, you know what? He's here, so let's get to it, Dylon.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How's everybody doing this morning?
I just want to point out one thing, y'all. This is a man who knows what a good tailor can do for you. When you look at this shirt, you can't tell me that thing was not tailored right. That thing ain't off the shelf, buddy.
Well, I'm down a little bit of weight. I'm down about 10 or 12 pounds.
There you go, man.
Congratulations.
Right? Yes.
Boy. You look good, man. That tailor was suiting it up.
Miller Brothers. Those are my guys.
There you go.
Hey, am I crazy that I was excited about preseason hoops? Looking at Zachary.
See, you sound like Dylan.
I was excited too.
You see that?
I was excited too.
Pass.
I would say of the four people involved in this show, three of us were excited. One of us was not. And I'm going to point to him right there.
I mean, let me say something. In any other city, the number one pick in the NBA draft's first appearance in their home building is kind of a big deal. Victor Wembanyama to insert names, right? Paolo Banchero, whatever. He was number one, wasn't he? Banchero, right? So, I don't know. Drilling threes, behind his legs passes, all that stuff.
No, I think that was Wembanyama's year. I think Banchero was the same year as Wembanyama,
No, it's not. Banchero was 2 years before. Please don't try to talk NBA with me, please.
Banchero came in the same year that came here.
It's like Steak trying to talk Falcons roster with you. It's like, no, man, show yourself out.
Banchero was 3 years ago. Wembanyama was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this year is Reese Shea. Anyways, I'll tell you the best sign I saw, but we're going to talk about rookie quarterbacks in a second, was Trey Young. You tell me if you agree with me.
His beard? Yes, I like it,
putting on social media, hey, y'all, where can I watch the Braves playoff game tonight in Athens, where he took the team out. And baby Sophie said all her friends saw the Hawks walking around downtown Athens. A, he wins by being a Braves fan, right? B, he wins by taking the team out and then being out and having drinks. And all kind of the stuff that you hear about Trae Young is not always delivering on. I thought that was a great sign.
I thought it was a good sign as well.
Right?
And then going up to Athens, too.
Well, they're there for training camp, but to go out.
To go out. Yeah. That's what I mean. Right? To go then out of the town.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Then he's out at the Falcons game, too, doing the whole rise up.
Maybe it's the beard, Bo. I don't know.
It's great, but I think if we're celebrating that in year six, and
wow, what is this?
I'm telling you. Why are you carrying over past? It's a new season.
Guy is so downtrodden.
I told you, I like the beard. I think it shows growth and leadership.
It's a new year.
Anyway, let's talk about rookie quarterbacks. Drake May is getting the start for New England, which me and Tiff can talk about the Patriots, right? Because she grew up there, and they might be the worst team ever. You ask your dad. Your dad never played on a team this bad, right?
Don Blackman. Don't think so.
No, because when I was following the Patriots growing up, and her dad was playing for them, so this is like their worst team they've ever had, right up there. So they've been holding out their rookie quarterback until this week. Not exactly sure why. Now they're throwing him to the wolves, but it is worth looking at the five quarterbacks taken in the top 12, right? The story begins and ends. I won't say it ends. That's not good. That's not a good way to describe it. The story, though, obviously is around Jaden Daniels. No rookie has won MVP in the National Football League since 1956 when Jim Brown won it. If you were to go to Vegas right now, I think he's the favorite to win it, or he's right up there.
Wow.
He's the number two pick overall. Obviously, they're 4-1. Nobody thought they'd have any, they were a conversation in that division. But can you imagine if he stays in the hunt for MVP? His numbers, by the way,
ding.
Four touchdowns and two picks, but four rushing touchdowns. And obviously, after Lamar Jackson, the number two rushing quarterback, 300 rushing yards as well. His team is 4-1.
Those number two picks are on fire. Those really are picks on fire.
Remember, he's only going to get more confident as it keeps going along. Yeah,
remember when Pittsburgh went like 15-1 with Roethlisberger, and he came in as a rookie for I think it was Tom Zach or somebody, and it just felt like he did nothing all year. He didn't make them lose.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels' season feels different than
he's
Matt Ryan.
He's taken over.
Because Matt Ryan had Michael Turner.
No, Matt Ryan was just facilitating.
Well, I think a lot of it plays into it in Washington, the fact that they've been so bad for so
that
long.
That makes it even more fun.
Right? Just the state of the franchise in general.
That makes it so much more fun.
And
fan base is having a better time than the Washington Commanders.
His throws
right?
are so good. And they've got everything now, a quarterback and a new owner.
Yeah, Caleb. By the way, nothing to sneeze at. They're 3-2, and he's off to a decent start as well.
Watching his film against Carolina, he's getting comfortable too.
Bo Nix at 2-3. Remember, Bo is the 12th pick overall. J.J. McCarthy picking 10th. He ain't seeing the field anytime soon in Minnesota, right? No. Remember, there was thought that he could be starting there. That's fine. He'll do the Michael Penix thing, right?
Yeah.
He'll sit.
Redshirt. He'll redshirt.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. A little redshirt.
For a couple
redshirt.
Of years. And then who are we leaving out? No, he said Bo Nix at 12, J.J. at 10, Drake May, Michael Penix, Jaden, and Caleb. So,
well, we'll see Spencer Rattler maybe in New Orleans, too.
That's true.
That's coming.
Third rounder?
Old Jake Haner.
Yeah, I think so.
Was he third? I thought he's deeper than that.
Might have been fifth.
So that far down. All right, Sandy's in the house. J.P. Peterson from Tampa joins us. Dr. Arnie, all kinds of other fun stuff on the way.
All right, that's it for us here on the Morning Shift. Steakhouse is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.